This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tigrayan forces have entered the Amhara town of Lalibela, a UNESCO World Heritage Site known for its rock-hewn churches, on Thursday. Reuters' Soria Ali has more.
Lalibela's famed rock-cut churches are a United Nations World Heritage Site. It's also a holy site for millions of Ethiopian Orthodox Christians in the Amhara region in the country's north. A resident of Lalibela spoke to Reuters by phone and said he saw hundreds of armed men speaking Tigrinya, the language of ethnic Tigrayans, walking through the town on Thursday. A second man told Reuters by phone he left Lalibela on Thursday morning as Tigrayan forces were arriving. Fighting has spread from Tigray into two neighboring regions, Amhara and Afar, in recent weeks, forcing around 250,000 people to flee.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The White House has confirmed that it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of vaccination to potentially restart international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, said Thursday that multiple federal agencies are looking into the possibility.
Foreign nationals traveling to the United States may need to have some type of a vaccine requirement, but that's not a decision at this point. That's one of the paths that's being looked at.
The United States still has no timetable for resuming international travel, given the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. first imposed travel restrictions on China in January of 2020. Since then, several other countries, including India and many in Europe, have faced similar restrictions. This is VOA News. France's highest court on Thursday upheld a new law requiring the public to hold a health pass to access bars and restaurants, and health workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by mid-September, saying it complied with the Republic's founding charter. However, the Constitutional Council did strike down several clauses in the legislation, saying that enforcing a compulsory 10-day quarantine on anyone testing positive for COVID-19 impinged on freedoms. The legislation is due to come into effect next week. President Emmanuel Macron unveiled it in July as the Delta variant of the coronavirus fueled a fourth wave of infections. Local government and health leaders in the states of Florida and Texas are bracing for even larger numbers of coronavirus cases. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Texas and Florida are among the states hit the hardest by the latest pandemic surge. And this from KTRK, Houston Chief Medical Officer Dr. David Peirce says the viral load showing up in wastewater raises fears.
Wastewater predicts what we'll see in positivity by about 2 weeks, which predicts what we'll see in hospitalizations by about 2 weeks.
In Miami-Dade County, Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava tells WPLG county workers face constant coronavirus tests unless
those who wish to opt out can provide proof of their vaccination status.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to refuse to enforce CDC recommendations that nearly everyone wear masks indoors until vaccination rates increase significantly. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. President Joe Biden paid tribute to law enforcement officers who responded to the January 6th Capitol insurrection. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The law enforcement officers who responded to the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th have been awarded the highest honor Congress can bestow.
On behalf of a grateful nation, thank you, thank you, thank you for protecting our Capitol.
President Joe Biden, with Vice President Kamala Harris alongside, signed legislation Thursday in the Rose Garden to award the officers congressional gold medals for their service.
On that day, more than 140 law enforcement officers suffered physical injuries, an untold number suffering emotional toll. 15 of you were hospitalized. And others were lost forever.
Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick collapsed and died after engaging the protesters. Two other police officers died by suicide in the days after the attack. Mike Gracia, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.78%, the S&P rose by 0.6%, and the NASDAQ added 0.78%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.